skating's governing body will investigate Monday's judging.
In the case we find something improper, we'll be very tough.
Country music legend Waylon Jennings dies.
He was an individual. Waylon would do it his way, and if you didn't like it, then to heck with you.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The International Skating Union called a news conference in Salt Lake City today to announce what it calls an internal assessment of allegedly tainted judging in Monday's pairs competition. Reporter Steve Futterman is there.
The news conference was at times confrontational.
What is it going to take once and for all to remedy this matter?
The skating union president, Ottavio Cinquanta, said he's embarrassed by the allegations, but insisted nothing's been proven.
I have received not proof, but allegation.
And he said he's prepared to take action.
In the case we find something improper, we'll be very tough.
The skating union will gather next week to review the allegations. Throughout the news conference, Cinquanta said he does not have the power to change the result. But at the very end, he held out the possibility that he might. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City.
Now this.
Sand is obliterated. Pet hair is wiped out. Dust is history. And I won't even begin to tell you what happens to dust mites. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What could be this powerful? My new 8-pound Orrick XL squared. It's the most powerful, lightweight hotel vacuum we've ever built. So clean your home for 30 days free. It won't cost you a dime. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
This is Football Talk, and I'm with Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb. Donovan, I've got your mom on the line, and she's got a major beef.
What did I do?
You left home without eating your chunky beef with country vegetable soup. One of four chunky soups with more beef.
More is good.
It's got more lean beef to fill you up right. This chunky is beefier than a 300-pound linebacker.
Ouch. That's a lot of beef.
Campbell's Chunky Beef with Country Vegetables. Now with more beef.
Waylon Jennings, the black-clad outlaw of country music, died today at his home in Chandler, Arizona. He'd suffered a series of health problems due to diabetes. Jennings achieved success on his own terms, boycotting the Grand Ole Opry until it allowed a full set of drums on stage. Management rep Bob Yount says Waylon Jennings did things his way and shunned accolades.
He was a free spirit. He would not want anyone to spend one second mourning his passing.
Jennings recorded 60 albums and had 16 number one country singles, including Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're hard to mold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Waylon Jennings was 64. With hours to go before they sleep, House members are tackling campaign finance reform. CBS News correspondent Bob Futz is following the action and joins us live.
Though in key preliminary votes, about 40 Republicans have been supporting the measure to ban soft money and restrict last-minute campaign ads by outside groups, many Republicans, including California's John Doolittle, think it will hurt their party, which usually raises more money than the Democrats.
Why is it right to abuse the law to skew it in favor of one party and against another?
But Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich says million-dollar donations tarnish them all.
We must stand here on the highest hill in the land and tell corporate interests, which give hundreds of millions in soft money contributions, to hold this government hostage. Let my people go.
Passage of any one of a dozen amendments could sink the bill, and the debating and voting is likely to continue into the wee hours of the morning. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Arraignment today for 21-year-old John Walker Lynn. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato was there.
A man accused of conspiring with terrorists stood alone in front of federal judge T.S. Ellis and was asked, "How do you plead to all the charges against you?" "Not guilty, sir," he replied politely. Three rows back, unimpressed, were the widow of Mike Spann, the CIA officer killed at the Afghanistan prison where Lind was being held, and Spann's parents, Johnny and Gail.
Mike believed in the justice system. He died for it.
Mike was a hero, not because of the way he died, but because of the way he lived. John Walker is a traitor because of the way he lived.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen points out,
so far, federal prosecutors haven't provided much information suggesting that Lynn was directly involved in Spann's death.
A late summer trial is expected. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. forces based at Kandahar, Afghanistan, exchanged fire today with intruders probing the base's perimeter. No Americans were hurt. At Bagram Air Base near Kabul, a U.S. soldier died in a heavy equipment accident. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Right now, in the skies above America, two XM radio satellites are broadcasting 100 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk to wherever you are, coast to coast.
They have a wide variety of things I've never heard before.
The quality of the audio is incredible.
XM Satellite Radio, 71 channels of music with over 30 commercial-free, 12 channels of news, 5 channels of sports, all for less than $10 a month. No wonder Peter Lewis of Fortune Magazine called it product of the year.
There's so many of them that are good. The 70s, the 80s, VH1 radio. You've got enough channels to pick from that you can always find something you like playing.
It's easy to add XM to any existing car stereo, with XM Radio starting as low as $300. Visit your local electronics store for a demonstration. Learn more at XMRadio.com.
I like the stations that don't have the commercials.
It's the best $10 a month you could spend.
XM Radio, to the power of X. XM subscription and hardware sold separately. Hardware price may vary by model and retailer. Some models require additional installation fee. Activation fee also required.
Acting on information provided by the FBI, security forces in Yemen attempted to arrest a suspected Al-Qaeda member today. There was a chase. When he was cornered, the man pulled out a hand grenade. It exploded, and he was killed. Reportedly, the suspect was the brother-in-law of one of the September 11th hijackers, and his other sister is married to a man whose name appears on the new terrorist list put out by the FBI. Pakistan's President Musharraf met with President Bush at the White House today and afterwards said he's reasonably sure kidnapped American journalist Daniel Pearl is alive.
We are as close as possible to getting him released.
The Wall Street Journal reporter has been missing for 3 weeks. President Bush is ready to unveil proposals to reduce air pollution. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has an exclusive preview.
Nearly a year after rejecting the Kyoto Treaty, the president is putting forward an alternative plan to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and other pollutants. CBS News has learned that in a speech tomorrow, Mr. Bush will call for more than a 50% reduction in power plant emissions of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and mercury. The plan would provide financial incentives to plant operators. As for carbon dioxide and methane, the president will propose a complicated system by which the growth of greenhouse gas emissions is reduced as the economy grows. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I tend to put things off. For example, I put off getting a home equity line of credit for a while. Then one day, when I should have been doing my laundry, I went to LendingTree.com. I filled out one simple form and got 4 offers back within hours. Then I chose the line of credit that was right for me. Who knows? I may even get around to using it someday.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
This Valentine's Day, send the extraordinary gift that far exceeds any romantic thing you could ever say or do. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send them a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for the gift that truly touches someone.
The Dow rose 125 points today, the Nasdaq up 24. In a ceremony at Buckingham Palace, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani received an honorary knighthood from Queen Elizabeth for his leadership after the terrorist attacks. As an American citizen, he can't use the title and doesn't think it would go over well anyway.
In Brooklyn, if I started calling myself Sir Rudy, they'd say, hey, wait a second, knock that off, or we'll knock it off you.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.